everybody, what's up? You're listening to Zelda Working Title Podcast. This is episode number 46, and today with us we've got Matt.
Hey.
And some of you, very few of you, may remember Angel.
Yo, what's up?
Back in the single digit episodes.
Very few.
So, old school. Very original.
So he's back. We're glad to have him. How's it been going?
Oh, it's great. It's great to be back. Feels good.
Yeah?
Is it weird that we've been doing this for that, like, almost 50 episodes now?
Yeah, it actually was weird. Yeah. Like, I have it downloaded onto my iTunes, and I saw that you guys have, like, 40-something. I was like, wow. I was there for the groundbreaking podcast.
And do you think you can live up to the high standards we've set since you departed?
Yeah, pretty much, because you guys have not changed at all, and do the same shit every day, so. Yeah.
No, I think we've gotten better and more technical. I personally went to podcasting school for...
Oh, I'm impressed.
For 40 years.
40 years? Nice.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. We also have Nick, but he's not recording. He's just listening, but maybe he'll want to talk at some point. I don't know. I think today is just going to be a shortish episode because we were supposed to have more people, but they kind of didn't come. So, why don't we just get around into it? Matt, what games have you been playing?
I've been playing Red Dead Redemption, Undead Nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for me to talk. I've got a lot on my mind.
Why?
With
what's
the
that?
Economy, ecology, economics.
Those ecologies are really hard.
I'm just worried about those birds that just keep dying, and
they're so angry.
Yeah,
and they just get thrown at.
Oh
stuff.
Yeah.
Really, Undead Nightmare. I wasn't very far in it, and I decided to play more, and it was fun. I'm not.
How long is it?
It's. I guess it's pretty long. I've been playing for a couple hours now, and it's fun, but it feels a little aimless. And also, there isn't a lot of story, which is what I loved about the actual game.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fun. It's definitely different. It's a different enough experience to be worth a purchase. But yeah, and also, I've been playing Angry Birds Seasons.
Ooh, yeah, it's pretty good.
And I finished all the Halloween episodes. I'm almost through. I'm on like the 22nd day of Christmas.
I finished all the Christmas ones, and I think I'm missing one more page for the Halloween.
The Christmas ones are hard because snow doesn't. It just stays in one place, and it's like a completely new thing. Like it doesn't have any gravity or anything.
It's weird.
Yeah, snow's a bitch.
Yeah, snow sucks.
Have you guys been noticing that like the media is picking up a lot on Angry Birds, or is it just
I haven't been
watching news recently?
It's been super popular and remained popular for a few months now, which is weird.
Yeah,
and it's cool. It's a fun game. It's not.
I actually haven't played it yet.
You should. I mean, I think it's fun, but it's really just a really good waste of time.
Yeah, it's
like there's nothing rewarding about it.
Yeah,
it's just something to do.
Interesting.
I also have been thinking about playing Mass Effect 2 because I just found out it came out on PS3. And I'm really tempted to just go to the store and buy it after we're done with this podcast.
You probably should.
Yeah, you definitely should.
I'm hearing a probably and a definitely. So.
Listeners, tell us what you think. Should Matt go get Mass Effect 2 after the podcast?
Should Matt have gone and because you'll be listening to this a couple of days after, so.
No, we've gone over this. This is live. They're hearing it right now.
Oh, you'll be
we're talking. We're talking right now as they're listening to it.
It is true. We are talking right now. That is true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're correct in that aspect.
So, Angel, how about you?
I just
in like the 2 years you've been gone, what have you been playing?
I've been playing a lot of games, but let's go by recently. I just finished Mass Effect 2 and Darksiders. And
What'd you think about Darksiders?
Darksiders' story was terrible. It was it basically starts off with some semblance of a storyline. Basically, here you gotta do this, and then it goes away mid through the game, pops up every once in a while, and then at the end, it's like you're bombarded with cutscenes for no reason. Because you don't remember why you were playing this game in the first place, other than the fact trying to see why is it so like Zelda.
Is it? Did you think it was like Zelda?
Just because it has a hookshot and a Gale boomerang, and
it does, but it feels more like God of War to me.
Yeah, it has that the combo system.
Yeah, and the manliness.
The manliness.
Those games are just so aggressive that I can't stand it. Like, I really don't like God of War.
Too much testosterone.
Yeah, Kratos is a dick, and I don't like him.
Honestly,
did you think the game was fun though?
I don't know. I mean, I had my, it was a good time killer, I guess.
Definitely.
Do you ever do any more that I didn't beat the game because it was too bad to keep playing? But do they ever do that, like when you're riding around on the dragon thing, like the Panzer Dragoon part? Do they do that more than once?
No, it's just that one time. Okay.
That was way too long and not fun at all.
It was slow, is what it
was.
Yeah,
and it's when is this going to end?
I know. It was so long. Like, it was probably 20 minutes of that.
It does a lot of that. Like, it just throws a bunch of shit together, and it's like has no real direction of what it wants to do.
No,
it was not a fun experience. It was all right.
That's too bad.
I'm glad I didn't pay full price for it.
Wait, do you ever see boobs in that game? Was that good?
No, you don't. You don't see boobs.
Did you imagine boobs when you were playing?
I did, for the one angel chick that's in there. You try to picture her naked to make it feel better.
What do? How good was the picture you got?
I gave her D's.
Nice.
Just because, you know, wait, you go big or go home. You know, honestly,
nipple size.
Oh, she got
and
those,
color.
She got like, I'm talking about like the Stevie Wonders, like just braily as hell. And just giant,
dark brown,
like something straight out of like National Geographic.
So like half of her boob would be nipple.
Oh yeah, or areola. Nice.
See, I don't know.
Yeah,
areola.
Sorry, I'm confusing my words here.
Yeah,
areola.
But we know.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Also, finished Mass Effect 2, and really tempted at buying it for the PS3, considering it's just an amazing game, and the fact that it's actually better for the PS3, which is surprising, because Sony usually gets shafted.
I know, I really want to read reviews, because apparently Dragon Age is worse for the PS3, although I didn't notice anything really bad about it, but...
Yeah, I heard so too, but like I liked it on... I played it on the PS3.
Yeah, me too.
And then 80 hours
Red Dead
later,
Redemption
I
is worse
I
than...
it.
I still haven't made a power... Like, I always get this, like... second wind with Dragon Age. I've gotten like 18 second wins where I'm like, I'm really gonna beat this game, and then I put 8 hours into it and I'm like, I'm still nowhere. I'm like in the middle of the game still.
Yeah, no, like I didn't even know I put 80 hours into it.
Well, you need to finish it before Dragon Age 2 comes out.
I know, but it's so long.
I haven't played any of the DLC content because I can't find a cheap Awakening.
It's like 18 years. Like, that game...
Well, I
don't know, and
I don't have a life, or you know, I still have plenty amount of time in my hands to be playing games like that.
Yeah, it's tough, and also there's so many side quests that I never do any of the side quests.
Oh, okay,
because there's too many. I'm not gonna do this.
So what do you do that you don't like progress? Do you just wander aimlessly?
You really can't progress. It's slow.
What do you? I mean, I guess.
You have to do the main quest, and you just do the main quest, and you just do it. You do it hard, and you do it for a long time, and eventually you finish.
You know, you're a slow lover. I mean, player.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a really slow player. Sometimes I'll be up all night trying to finish the game.
Yeah.
And sometimes I finish too early.
But then you get your second wind. Or your 18th wind.
Yeah, my 18th wind. And I make it through.
Right.
And that is the key to success.
There you go.
18 wins?
Power through.
Yeah.
No matter who's putting up a fight, who tells you to stop, you finish when you're done.
Yeah, that's the secret of life right there.
Yeah.
Be selfish.
Take what you want. Greed is good.
Also, and one more game I've been playing is I've been trying to beat all the trials for Castlevania and Lord of Shadows.
Hmm.
Which is kind of frustrating. Because.
Why?
Some of the trials are ridiculous.
Like, ridiculously hard?
Yeah, like, just. And, like, some things are cheap about it. Like, there's one where you have to beat the level without letting your teammate, like, get hurt. Like, he can't fall on the ground. So. You have to be, like, babying him. Thank God it's only for,
Is there a good game?
I mean, for, like, 10 minutes that in the beginning that there's action. But, like, it was annoying because I would be like, why did I just fail this? I'm pretty sure he didn't get hit. Or I thought it was fall in battle, not legitimately get, like, knocked off his feet.
So, Castlevania Lord of Shadows.
So, yeah, the trial, yeah, it's actually pretty good. Didn't matter that it's not, like, the old school. I mean, not the newer Castlevanias. It still had the vibe. And it was fun to play, even though it's kind of God of War-ish, but.
So when you say vibe, do you mean vibrator?
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean.
Fleshlight is what he's talking about.
Well, for the
he heard it on the podcast and he went out and ordered one.
Oh, that's right. All of you listeners, go to fleshlight.com, find your favorite porn star.
Josh and I watched Zack and Miri the other day, and they actually referenced the Fleshlight in that movie.
That's a funny movie, I think.
It was a good movie until they actually make the porn. Then it just turns into a sappy love movie.
It gets worse, but I still think it's... Overall, it's a funny movie, and probably my favorite Kevin Smith movie. But I don't think we should get into that.
No, not at all.
What we should get into is, what has Adam been playing?
Yes.
Well, I finished Majora's Mask, started Oracle of Seasons.
Nice.
And I think I'm kind of burnt out on Zelda for a little bit, so I'm trying to take a break. And On Live is doing, like, I think they've got 10 or 15 games for free until, like, the 30th. So if anybody is interested, you should just sign up for free and play those games for the next 2 weeks. But
is it on
Mac? Yes, it is. I started playing Tomb Raider Underworld because I've never played a Tomb Raider game, but I've always wanted to, and it's, you know, it's interesting. It's actually a lot more fun than I thought it would be, but what I found is that at least on the wireless, because I haven't used OnLive, like, while I've been plugged into the internet, but, like, it's very blurry. Like, you know, they've been advertising that, you know, all the specs for the games are all the way up because, you know, they're using high-end computers, and basically it's just streaming video to your end, so it doesn't matter what your computer is. But, like, the video quality that I'm receiving is just really blurry, so I have a hard time, like, seeing, you know, where things are and where I can go and what to do. So I don't know how much longer I'm going to be playing that, but that's what I've been doing.
Is there, like, a lag on that? Like,
not 12 really,
to, 12
actually.
To 18 minutes.
it's like trying to work on something on the moon. It's like,
yeah, no, there actually isn't any lag, except like when there are. I think when your network drops below a certain speed, like it just kind of pauses it and then waits for it to get back to like their minimum required speed. But I mean, it works perfectly. It's just I can't really see what I'm doing. So
who needs to see in video games, really?
Honestly,
yeah,
completely
overrated. I'm not sure. I mean, it's all about the smell. So.
Or that guy who played a Zelda through echolocation or something.
Yeah, I remember hearing that, reading about that.
I don't think he actually played through echolocation, but that'd
no,
be
he didn't.
Cool.
But I think he was blind.
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure he uses bat sense. Definitely.
I have something in my life I would like to discuss today. I went to get to the eye doctor.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
And I got an eye exam,
mm-hmm.
and a breast exam as well. But
gotta catch those testicular cancers.
I have this same prescription that I did last time I got an eye, like almost 2 years ago.
So basically it was pointless
Impressive.
For you to go.
Yeah, well, I got new I picked out new glasses though.
So, okay.
Backup pair.
Are they hip?
They're Ray-Bans.
Oh. So you went hipster on that one.
Yeah, well, actually they're not. They're just Ray-Ban brand, but they're just basically the same glasses I already have.
I think we need picks. Or didn't happen.
You'll get
or
picks. I mean, obviously they don't. I don't know if you've ever gotten glasses. They don't give them to you right there. They have to order the lenses and stuff. But you'll see picks soon. Full good. Body picks. Full nudes.
Nice. Good. Best kind.
But when I was there, the two receptionist ladies were talking to each other while I was waiting.
The recession ladies?
I said receptionist.
Okay.
Recession. They're in the recession. But
right.
They were talking to each other, and they were trying to name their favorite Betty White appearances in film or television. And for one thing, they go, oh, Betty White is turning 89. And then the other one goes, oh, she's been around for a long time, like since the 80s. And she's like, no, I think she's been around a lot longer than that, probably the 70s. And it was hilarious. And then they're like, I really enjoyed Betty White and whatever. And she's and the other girl's like, oh, yeah, I liked her in the Super Bowl commercial. And then she spent almost 5 minutes clumsily describing a Super Bowl commercial with Betty White in it, to the point where I forgot what she was talking about, and she had just been describing this commercial so long that when she finally got to the punchline of like the joke of the commercial, it didn't make any sense. And the lady's like, oh, that sounds really funny.
But was she hot?
Yeah, if you like dumpy Mexican ladies.
Well, that's the important part, is the dumpy Mexicans.
Racist.
Anyway. So let's go on to Adam's News Hour, because I actually have a ton of information this week.
Really?
There have been like...
Really?
There have...
A ton.
Yes, really. A ton.
Like a
literally,
truck drove
it weighs,
up and dumped a ton of news
yes,
onto you. Okay.
Right onto my face, and now I have to read it all. Let's see. So, new gaming releases. Not very many. PS3... got DC Universe Online, Little Big Planet 2, and Mass Effect 2, and DS got Kingdom Hearts Recoded and Plants vs. Zombies. And that's it.
Time to dust off my DS. Play some...
For Plants vs. Zombies?
No, Kingdom Hearts Recoded. Gosh.
Oh, nice. Alright, well, let's do some information. I think we're gonna end with Nintendo stuff, because there's a ton of 3DS stuff to talk about, so... Sony released the PSP phone. I haven't really seen a lot of information about it, but it's out there. So
I actually been seeing much about it. I've been following phones, but it really is nothing special.
I know some people who have it, but
it's nothing special.
That's about it.
Nobody uses phones that big anymore.
It's dumb.
PSP 2 is rumored to be announced January 27th. So,
oh, finally!
Yeah, right.
UMDs making a comeback.
They say that the PSP2 is as powerful as the PS3, so that could be interesting.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. I want something that lasts an hour in my hand. That's
yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, then again, like you know, it's a small screen, so it probably doesn't take as much power to make it look
so
as good.
So 3 hours.
Yeah, it's probably not true at all, though.
But what I want to know is if they're going to do some kind of 3D with the PSP 2.
No,
I mean they've got the 3D compatibility with the PS3, and now you know they see the 3DS is, you know, going to be big. So
I think
I don't know.
Maybe it'd be too late for them to.
Yeah, maybe, but just something I thought of. The PS3 was like super hacked, so like now it's for reals hacked. So Sony got really mad about it, and they're doing a lawsuit against like the one guy who did it. So I don't know when that's going to happen, what's going to happen with him. But interestingly enough, Microsoft offered him a Windows 7 phone to mess around with, so that you know he can do whatever he wants, and like there's no legal issues with it, and they don't have to sue him. But it's kind of interesting
because Windows 7 is known for its customizable shit that it has.
I used a Windows 7 phone. I went to the Microsoft store.
Yeah.
It's a pretty attractive looking interface.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good.
I jerked off on. I'm it's not on the Microsoft Store anymore.
I think it's a 3-drink minimum. Where it only takes me well, 3 drinks to sleep with it.
Mm-hmm. That's not too
it's
bad.
It's one of those things where you wake up and there's a new phone in your bed and you don't know what's going on.
You're like, oh, wow.
But you're excited about it.
Yeah.
I'll let it stay for breakfast.
Did you see that Nathan Fillion tweeted about Mark Wahlberg in Uncharted?
Yeah, nobody cares.
Yeah, no one cares because that movie's going to be completely not what it's supposed to be. But anyway.
Well, it could have been had Nathan Fillion been what's his face.
No. You don't understand what the direction they want to go for that movie, right?
Yeah, they're doing like
a family of treasure hunters. Yeah,
yeah.
No, sorry. Goodbye.
Yeah. Nathan Fillion wanted to play Nathan Fillion, the video game character.
I didn't write that down. But wait, no, I did write that down. Whatever. So Sony had a press conference, I think last week, and they released trailers for, let's see, Final Fantasy 13-2, Final Fantasy, oh, it's right here, Final Fantasy 13 Agito, which is now renamed Final Fantasy Type 2 13, Final Fantasy Versus 13, and Kingdom Hearts Dream Drop Distance, which is the 3DS Kingdom Hearts.
I'm really glad their originality.
Mm-hmm. With Dream Drop Distance.
Square it really is focusing on its new IPs.
Well, the thing is that
10 different versions of Final Fantasy 13, the worst Final Fantasy game ever.
13-2 is going to make a lot of profit, like regardless of whether it's good or bad, because they already have the engine, they already have all the models, they already have like textures, and I mean, really, all they have to do is just, you know, make up a new story, and people are going to buy it regardless of it being good or bad because it's such a big IP. And they're saying it's coming out this winter. So that's like, there's practically no work involved in it, and they're going to get a lot of money from it.
Wait, and we're supposed to support that?
I wouldn't.
No.
I wouldn't.
I'm not saying it's a good thing or a bad thing. Why not?
Well, you're not Square.
No, the thing is, you're releasing it against probably the new Assassin's Creed and the new Call
of
Duty.
It's Final Fantasy.
That's not going to do anything. I mean, in Japan, it'll sell like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But in the U.S., I would sell it sometime in, like, you know, January or
I would sell it tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's probably ready already. They're just waiting.
I don't know.
Just waiting for Angel's Word.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
You need to contact them.
Definitely not getting that, because I was just so let down by 13.
A lot of people were.
I was anally raped. Actually, I was abused. I don't even want to talk about it right now.
good J.O. material?
I don't want. It was a tough time in my life.
Good Jackie O material?
I huddled myself in a corner and cried until I finished it.
Yeah. Okay, so Microsoft. They announced a little software update called Avatar Connect. It's going
Avatar,
to allow
James Cameron?
No, I wish.
Wait, I can't fly my own beast thing?
Mm-mm.
Boo.
Not yet. Maybe later when Peter Molyneux puts it in there, but not yet.
For Fable 4.
Right. So what Avatar Connect is, it's basically a chat room with avatars. I believe it allows up to 8 people, and it's got like 15 different environments that these avatars can just kind of sit around. And with the software update, it's also going to update the Kinect so that it tracks facial movement. So it's going to track like your mouth and your eyebrows, so that reflects on your avatar. So
wait, how is it going to track me sitting on my bed masturbating?
It has that technology because Microsoft made it. I don't know.
Thank God.
Yeah. The chats can be recorded and uploaded to Facebook or downloaded to computers.
Because, you know, that's the important things that you need.
Yeah, exactly. Social networking.
I do need people on Facebook
along with that is basically the next version of 1 vs. 100. It's going to be poker. It's called Full House Poker. So it's going to be like Texas Hold'em tournament play. And I think the way it works is that you enter a tournament with up to 30 computer and or human players. And then you just go through until either you win or you lose. And it's presented like you'd see poker on TV. So, you know, it's got kind of upward camera angles, and it's just looking down at the table, and you can see, you know, your cards, or if you're watching, all the players' cards, blah, blah, blah.
So what you're saying is it's going to be so boring.
Mm-hmm. Well, for the people watching, yeah, sure. But you can win stuff like avatar clothes or like a new poker table, but I believe you can only use those within the game, so I don't know. So
wow, that sounds really exciting. I'm so glad that they're doing all this innovative stuff.
I'm so glad they decided to bring back 1 versus 100 in poker style.
Well,
that worked.
Maybe you can get, I mean, because in 1 versus 100 you get Microsoft points at least, so maybe they'll bring that back. There have been some cool Kinect hacks in the past few weeks.
Yes.
You can do image capture and import those into Minecraft. So that saves you a lot of time.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Did you guys see that some grad students at University of Washington are using Kinect for surgery?
I saw that. Did you see the robot one?
Which robot one? There's a lot of robot. Oh, yeah. The
move
little,
the legs
little,
and everything. And
yeah, that was cool.
That's pretty cool.
So what that was, it was tracking the person's motion, and the robot was moving, you know, it was mimicking the person's movement, and it was balancing. Which
yeah,
was the cool part.
Balancing on one foot.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, also with Kinect, people have been starting to say more and more that Microsoft is going to have PC support for Kinect, so that could be really cool, especially if they come out with native drivers, so people can stop hacking it, and we can actually just use it, but... I don't know. Time will tell.
Did you see the guy try to use Street Fighter 4 with the Kinect?
I saw the article, but I didn't look at the video.
It was pretty interesting.
Did it work?
Yeah, it was pretty work. He had to go. He said he had to play it on the easy setting because the CPU, like, if you gave it AI, like the CPU, like, it won't fry a CPU. But
right.
It was actually working. He was throwing Hadoukens and stuff.
Nice. Was he actually, like, making the Hadouken motions?
Yeah, he was. He
nice.
Programmed it, so it read the Hadouken motion. The kick was, like, a side kick for the Hurricane Kick or something else.
Sweet.
It was actually pretty nice.
Cool. So, a few days ago, January 11th, Verizon announced that the iPhone 4 is coming. So, that's going to come, I believe, in the summer?
No, iPhone 4 is coming February 10th.
Really? That soon?
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Because people want it
better. Oh, no. The next iPhone is believed to come in the summer.
Yeah, which is usual.
Yeah.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, that's like, that's why I would wait for that one, not get the shitty one that's not 4G.
Right.
Yeah, the shitty, yeah, the iPhone 4 is terrible.
No, on Verizon, because you can't do what you can do, like you can do on AT&T, where you can talk and like search the web or whatever.
Oh, right. Yeah, you can't talk and search, you're right.
Or
really? You can't do that
on
Verizon?
Right, because their network doesn't support it yet.
Yeah, so like I was like, I use Google Talk because I have an Android phone, and if I was like getting any message from my friends, it would like block, it would like just drop, my 3G would like block, like just go away, and then my phone call or whatever come in.
Mm.
Like it works fine if you're on Wi-Fi, like you still use the internet and stuff, but like, you can't do it when... You're on 3G.
Huh. Well, it's going to come with the MiFi app, which is kind of cool. So that's going to, you know, allow you to use your iPhone as like a mobile wireless network.
Yeah, that
for
was
I think up to like 5 devices.
Is it free
so
though?
Cool.
Cuz I know
I think it comes with the phone, but I don't know if like the I guess the data would be part of your data plan, and they still do unlimited data plans, right?
No, cuz I know I can tether on my Droid, but they charge for that.
Mm.
But
nobody does unlimited data plans anymore, I'm pretty sure.
No, they do.
Really?
Verizon has it.
Verizon's the only one?
I know, I have it. I guess I'm grandfathered in, unless they...
Yeah,
I
am too. I'm grandfathered in on AT&T, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they're changing.
They don't
see,
offer it anymore.
What a bunch of people are wondering is, like, if... You know, because AT&T stopped the unlimited data plan because there was so much, you know, activity on their network
when
people got their iPhones, so... Yeah, I mean, is Verizon going to do the same thing?
Or? I'm pretty sure they are. They've been spouting off. They've been putting up towers and stuff like that.
Hmm.
And also, Sprint still does it, too. And that's, like, their big thing that they're proud of.
Huh.
But Sprint's only really big in, like, metropolitan areas.
Interesting. Well, moving on. for those of you who have bought tickets to E3, because I know so many of you have done that in the past, you can't do that anymore. Now, instead of like sending out tickets and badges in the mail, you're going to get like a digital barcode, I believe, in an email, and then you have to go and get your badge at the conference. So that is supposed to cut down on, like, you know, people who are not supposed to be there getting in. So sorry, guys. Let's see.
This is all like all go to PAX next year.
Yeah, together. Totally.
Really? Can we all hold hands? Can we all hold hands?
Well, we have to hold hands the entire time we're there.
Angel, we'll just, you probably you don't
catch
know this,
people. That. We'll catch people in our hands, just like Red Rover. And then by the end of the conference, we'll just have like a whole new slew of new friends.
Exactly.
And listeners.
It'll be great. Yeah, true.
But Angel, you probably figure this out, I guess. But Nick is already in Seattle. And I'm moving to Seattle next month, so if you want to come up to Seattle,
oh yeah,
PAX time this year, you're invited.
Yeah, maybe, definitely. Probably
it would be awesome.
It would be
so many circle jerks.
I just want to fight the Chinese gangs. That's what I really want to do.
Yeah. The Chinese gang in our cosplay outfits. What are we going to hold on. Everyone email wtpodcast@gmail.com. What should we cosplay as a group?
That's a good idea. I don't know. Well, it depends on how many of us are there.
I want to go as a bearded clam.
A bearded clam?
Mm-hmm.
How does that work?
I don't know.
Just a clam with like a beard?
Yeah.
I think we should go as the cast of the Bratz movie. I've wanted to go to as the Love Guru for 2 years now.
Oh, yeah?
Just because that's a terrible movie that nobody liked. But anyway, sorry. Back to video games.
Yeah.
Email us though. Email us.
So StarCraft 2 was modded. So now basically we have
the world
of StarCraft. It looks just like World of Warcraft, except it's all StarCraft units. I don't know if it's in like an alpha yet, but they're definitely working on it, and they've got a lot of stuff working like right. So I don't know if that kind of thing interests you. Check it out.
Did you see the survival horror game somebody was making?
I heard about it, but I didn't look into it.
The trailer's pretty amazing. I mean, there's no actual gameplay yet, but just the fact that they're able to do that in the StarCraft engine is really... Mm-hmm. That engine is so versatile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good. So this is cool. If you buy Portal 2 for the PS3, you get the PC version for free. The reason for that is that you can do cross-console play with the PS3 and PC. And on top of that, like, if you play on either system, it's like your game saves to Steam server, and then you can just pick up and play on the other console.
That's awesome.
It is awesome. Like, to me, that should be where the future of gaming is at, is cross-console, like, whatever. I don't know.
Okay.
Just okay?
No, I'm just saying, like, so does that mean that Steam is coming to PS3?
I don't know. It's a good question. Maybe.
That's a good question, Mega Man.
We'll see. Alright, so let's go back to Nintendo.
The 3DS! Yes!
Oh my god, the 3DS. So, yesterday...
$249!
Yeah. $249.99 coming out in the U.S. March 27th, in Europe the 25th, and then Japan, I believe, is February 10th, maybe? So it's expensive, definitely. They came out with the list of games that are in like the launch window, which is going to be from March 27th until June 7th, I think, or June 1st, maybe. And those are going to be... Well, let's see. Where do I have this? Oh, hold on. Waiting. Okay, here we go. So we got Pilot Wings Resort, Nintendogs Plus Cats, Shin Megami Tensei, Devil Survivor Overclocked, Super Street Fighter 4, Resident Evil, The Mercenaries, Madden, Sims 3, Pro Evolution Soccer, Lego Star Wars 3, Ridge Racer 3D, Dual Pen Sports, Super Monkey Ball 3D, Thor, God of Thunder, Crush 3D, Bust a Move Universe, Samurai Warriors Chronicles, Dead or Alive Dimensions, Asphalt 3D, Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Shadow Wars, Combat of Giants, Dinosaurs 3D, Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell 3D, Rayman 3D, and Rabbids Travel in Time.
So, I guess it's in 3D.
All of them?
I'm guessing. I'm not...
Yes,
I'm
probably.
Getting, I'm getting this feeling, because it's like playing Nintendo 64 all over again, where they just do 64 on everything.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they want you to know, because if you got, like, if you're... I'm getting a 3DS. Wait, Rayman, it doesn't say 3D? How... Why didn't they make this 3D? What a ripoff. And then you take that game and you throw it away.
See, like, and see, then... but Kid Icarus Uprising, I wouldn't think it's in 3D because really? Nothing.
Yeah, I'm not.
Oh, because it doesn't have a 3D at the
I'm not going to play the pile of garbage.
No. Just to say. And is Star Fox, it's going to be Star Fox 64 3D? Because I think that'd be great.
Yeah, I think that's the actual name. And Ocarina of Time 3D.
Yeah, well, that doesn't say anything.
Do you think they'll 64. Do, like, something 3D? Have they done that yet?
Well, I mean, Kingdom Hearts did drop, or Dimension Drop Distance,
that's
whatever.
That's 3Ds, yeah, I know. We got,
yeah. Yeah.
No, but I mean, like, if they did, like, a third, like, Professor Layton 3D.
Well, The Sims 3, but 3D. I don't think it's The Sims 3D.
They should do that, Sims 3D.
They should. Maybe they will in the future. Sims... Maybe this Sims isn't in 3D. Maybe that's...
Sims 33D.
You know.
Mm-hmm. 33 double D's on The Sims.
It's way too many. So let's see. They're saying that we're gonna get like 3 to 8 hours of battery out of it, depending on like what settings you have. So like the brightness, if Wi-Fi is on, how far you've got the 3D slider. They're saying that with the 3D on all the way, you should get anywhere from 3 to 5, but then without it, you should get at least 8. So, you know, that's not bad. Not good, but not bad. Let's see, what else? It's going to come with a adjustable stylus, so that's pretty cool. The two launch colors are going to be Aqua Blue or Cosmos Black. Oh, this is pretty neat. So they're going to do, finally, a virtual console with Game Boy and Game Boy Color games, but there's no word if those are going to be 3D or not. I doubt they are, but some people think they may be.
Why would they be in 3D? Just...
Because it's on the 3DS, duh. I mean, come on.
I mean, I have a 3D TV, and it doesn't really...
Do you?
Yeah. It doesn't really? Make everything 3D. Like, it has a setting where you could put for it to... make whatever picture it does in 3D, but it still looks kind of weird.
Interesting.
But it makes movies look like they're filmed live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Why did you buy a 3D TV?
Well, my mom decided to get it. She just wanted one because she's like that. And we set it up and we put our, you know, connect our HD box to it and we watched Hook and it looked like it was a soap opera. Like, it looked like it was filmed live. I was like, that's weird. I was like, weird.
I think it's the
it.
Refresh rate. Because
no,
have you
so
seen the
high.
TVs that do that?
Yeah, it's 100. It's like 120 hertz refresh rate, and it was like ridiculous. I was like, this
it
is,
looks stupid.
It takes away from like the grainy quality that some movies have, and it gets a little. It takes a little getting used to at first, because you're like, what is going on?
And but, yeah, I watched a majority of Transformers, and. Chronicles of Narnia 2 in Fry's Electronics because I was so dumbfounded on why this technology existed to make everything look terrible.
Yeah, like...
And why that's a feature of TVs. They're like, look at this live cinema display or whatever they called it.
Yeah, I was like, this looks weird. Like, my brother hates it. He's like, I refuse to... I was like, oh, I wish there was a setting for me to turn it off. Can I just get to regular 60 hertz? No, you can't. I mean, you can turn off the 3D where it doesn't like throw everything, but the refresh rate.
But it needs the higher refresh rate to
be 3D.
Yeah,
you still can't lower the refresh rate on the TV. It's always going to happen.
That's interesting. I haven't heard anybody say that.
Yeah,
that's really stupid.
It's so weird. Because I remember the first time I was like, this feels like it's being filmed live right now.
And if computer animation is done in a different, like, when I was watching Transformers, it made all the computer animation look like claymation, because it was all done in 24 frames per second. And then it seems like it changes the frame rate of it or something. It was really strange.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything with CG in it, like, because I just don't. I barely go downstairs to watch.
It makes compositing really bad and obvious too. Anyway,
well, not with the 3DS.
Maybe a small screen.
Right, but powerful. So some other cool stuff is that they're gonna have demos and trailers for like upcoming games and stuff, and those are all going to be in 3D. Some very good news is that, like, for people who got DSIs, if you like purchased any stuff on the store, you can transfer those to the 3DS, so you don't have to rebuy them, which was something a lot of people were worried about. So that's definitely a good thing. But they said that some software may not be transferable, but they haven't said like what will be and what won't be. So
the best thing I heard was the fact that the Frenco system was being tweaked.
Yes, it is it's a console Frenco. It's not going to be software specific.
Thank the Lord.
But they haven't really said anything past that. They said that like the friend list is going to be like about 100, but you know, they haven't said if it's actually like a number or like a username or something. Oh, they did say that, like, if you're playing over local Wi-Fi, that you can just, you know, there's like a one-button thing that you can press that'll automatically trade friend codes with whoever you're on Wi-Fi with. That's good.
I'm just glad they eliminated the stupid like friend codes for every single game.
Yeah, it's about time they did that. Oh, also, there's a light on the 3DS that will alert you if you've got some friends online, so that's pretty cool. It's definitely not as good as, you know, Xbox stuff, but it's better than what we have now.
I'm kind of disappointed. I mean, to me, this isn't keeping the kids safe. I would like friend codes. Every time you want to play a game with someone, you'd have to type in their randomly generated friend code.
Oh, yeah, every single time? Just every
for every match.
They're 32-digit randomly generated code. Alpha
cycles every 15 minutes, just a new one.
I think maybe 128. Digit just to keep it really safe.
Whew, that is really safe.
And it's randomly generated to the point where while you're typing in, it's already created a new one. So it gets really, really difficult.
And there might even be some, you know, like question marks and commas in there somewhere.
And maybe like an upside down, like Mexican exclamation mark.
Yeah. Right. and teal days.
Yeah.
And then there's a big mystery letter that you just don't even know.
And Korean characters and stuff like it's confusing.
Gaelic, mm-hmm. Why not?
Just like Wingdings.
It's all typed in Wingdings.
Yeah, right. But you have to decipher it into regular English.
So it's a game in and of itself.
Yeah, just trying to friend somebody.
Right. It's actually the 3DS has a surprising amount of built-in software. I think it's got like a pedometer application that tracks, you know, how many steps you've taken, and they've said that like you get points for that.
I hope they know that I'm not taking this out of my house. Like, this is staying inside my house, charging at all times.
Right. But you can get some kind of rewards with those points. They haven't said what they're going to be yet. Obviously, it's got the Mii Maker. I don't know if you guys have seen that, like, it has a feature where you can take a picture of yourself and it automatically makes a Mii for you.
Yeah.
But then on top of that, you can go back in and like tweak it if it's, you know, if it doesn't look right or something. And then you can, I believe they said you can transfer Miis from your Wii to your 3DS, but not the other way around because the 3DS Mii Maker has more features than the Wii one.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Pretty exciting.
Yep. They've got a game called Face Raider.
Face Raper?
Raider. Like Raiders of the Lost Ark.
So you're raiding your face? That's even horrible.
Yes, you shoot your face, and I believe it uses the gyroscope. Actually, they've got a lot of really cool stuff they've got going with the gyroscope.
This is not good for kids.
you don't want to raid your face, not ever.
No.
But you do.
Mommy,
though.
I just got my face raided. No.
So I think what happens is that you take a picture of your face, and it looks kind of like your faces are balloons, and you just kind of turn the device around and use the trigger buttons to shoot. So it's kind of just
shoot your face.
Yes, a gyroscopic balloon face shooting.
Wait, who comes up with this shit?
Nintendo.
Who else? The thing is, it's not just like one person. It's like one person delivering this idea to a group, and they go, "That sounds great. Throw that shit in there. We need that. This cannot be made. Halt everything until that gets made into that."
Mm-hmm. Until you can shoot your own face.
I want to raid. Like, list of ideas for the 3DS. 3D. Better Franco system. Shooting my own face. Definitely one of the big thing I want to do.
Do you think
that somebody, it would be like a really funny way, like a suicide letter? Could you somehow incorporate that if you blew your own head off, but also incorporate it into the face raider game?
And then at the end, the guy tries to make his own me of his blown off face.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me get this down. First, you blow your head off. Then you take a picture of your bloody stump, and then you shoot it in the game, and then you make a me of it?
Or no, like
no,
you
no,
blow
you
your head it. You blow your head off. Mm-hmm. And then you leave a note that says, "Play this game and you'll understand exactly why I killed myself." And then it will just be like your mom or your friend, whoever discovered it, would then load up the DS to discover the face raper game, where you're just shooting your own face. Or in this case, it would be your former face that you blew off.
So it kind of seems like a retroactive voodoo doll.
Yeah. Maybe? Well, I mean, it's really just to mess with the person that.
And then in your note, you say, "P.S. Please take a picture of my now face and make it me.
Fantastic. To lighten up the day just a little bit, because you know you don't want to end on a sad note.
Your mother's standing there.
Hey, well,
that face really does look like him.
Space Raider's pretty fun, actually. And maybe your mom will be encouraged to get her own 3DS, because you're definitely going to be buried with that. Mm-hmm. That's something you want to be buried with.
For sure.
Oh, so what's the color scheme? Just that blue one?
There is blue and black. The blue one is blue on the outside and black on the inside, and the black one is just black. So, yeah.
Yeah, so, all right, so definitely getting the black one.
The blue actually doesn't look that bad.
It looks
weird
with the gray control stick.
I think it looks. I don't like the dual color. Is I think what's bothering me. So
and it's not blue,
I'm just
it's
gonna.
Like
oh, you don't like mixed colors, huh?
I don't. No, I don't. No, see, don't. That's why I'm always hostile towards you, Matt, and Angel.
That's how it is.
I'm actually one color, but okay.
So it comes with a sound manipulator, just like the DSi. It comes with an internet browser, which is supposed to be better than the previous versions. And
is it Opera?
Comes with. Oh, Alex is calling. Hold on. Let's see if he can talk. Hi, Alex. You're on the podcast.
Oh, hey.
So, where you been?
I've been good. How you guys doing?
Oh, we're good.
We're good. We're good. How about you?
I'm really good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you just get sexed up?
I just had sexy time.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Good. So, okay. I see how it is. Hoes before is bros. All right. So you're heading home?
Next time will be bros before hoes.
Oh, okay.
I promise.
So you're doing us before?
Hoes,
nice.
Hoes before bros, and then bros again.
A circle jerk.
Okay.
Oh, man. PAX. Definitely pack something in.
I didn't know this was going to come up. So.
That's
your
what
penis?
She said.
I didn't know that she was going to be around today.
Ah, I see.
Oh. And she wasn't going to be around tomorrow.
Ah.
You got to get it in when you can.
So.
Okay. Well, I guess get on, and we'll talk to you in a bit.
See you in a bit.
All right.
Give me like 20 minutes.
All right, 20 minutes.
See
ya. Bye.
Who's he lying?
He is lying. He's not gonna
We're not going to wait 20 minutes.
No, we're not.
He's not
going to
come on.
He doesn't last 20 minutes. He'd be done in 5.
All right, so it's got augmented reality stuff that comes with it. I think it comes with 6 different cards, and like you put a card on a table.
Yes,
and
I really
you point
care.
The camera at it, and for those who don't know what augmented reality is, it's like I think one of the examples is like a little forest basically comes out of the card on screen, and you can move around it, and it's 3D, and it's all cool and stuff. So that's going to be pretty cool. The interface of the home screen, I think, is really getting me excited. It's very similar to the DSi. You know, it's got like the little app icons. Actually, it's more similar to the Wii, I guess. So you've got little app icons. You can drag them, move them around. You can resize them, make them bigger, rearrange them, do whatever you want. You can press the home button at any time, even if you're playing a game, and it... Well, first I should say that the 3DS can multitask, which is fantastic. So, like, if you're playing a game, the example they've given is, like, you're playing Zelda, you're in the Water Temple, you don't know what to do. So you can press the home button, it goes back to the home screen, basically suspends the game. You can go on the internet browser, look up how to do whatever you need to do, and then just jump right back into the game.
That is pretty nifty, I get.
Yes, it is. So I think that's really what I'm most excited about is the multitasking. It just sounds like it works. But let's see. What else? We went over friend codes. Went over that. Blah, blah, blah. There's a ton of hands-on stuff. I believe I wrote just like a review of basically everything that came out yesterday on Nerd Mentality, and then I linked that to the Facebook account. So you guys can go there and see, or you can just go to Kotaku, that's where I got it all from. But they've got like a tons of hands-on videos. Everything looks very good. So I think that's about it. I mean, what do you guys think?
Now, I'm excited for the 3DS. I don't know if I'm going to get one at launch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But
no, I'm sold on it, but I'm going to wait because I want something...
Want the lighter version, right?
Yeah, I want the lighter version and the one that probably has a better battery and better screen.
I mean, a bunch of people are saying that, but, like, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? They always do that.
I don't know. I mean, people are saying that it's going to come out next year, and it very well may, but I don't know. It just seems like people are expecting too much too soon.
No, I'll wait.
Yeah. Are you excited about any of the games that are coming out?
I'm super excited for the Ocarina of Time.
Mm-hmm. That looks fantastic, by the way.
It does. I'm really excited about that. And actually a little excited for Star Fox 64 3DS. And no, they're talking about how they added something else into it, like a score attack mode, which is kind of like a level select. Mm-hmm. But they also added... It's kind of vague.
The second thing didn't even make sense. You could have fun for new players. It's like, what does that mean?
They said that they added Star Fox.
Right.
So I'm not sure if they... Did they add the original Star Fox from Super Nintendo?
I don't know.
That would be ridiculous. And worth it.
Then it would be like double 3D. And that's just insane.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, do they have games in 4D, like Shrek 4D?
Not yet. Give it time.
No, that's
it'll happen.
That's just PS3. That's the next update.
That's for the PSP 3 3D.
Phone.
Oh, did we talk about the recent 360 update?
What recent 360 update?
It happened yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, they basically hid a pirating checker. Pirate game checker in their update that happened yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to fix a like an auto boot, like a boot from like DVD from immediately, like when you turn on your 360. Like apparently they disabled it last time, and so they fixed it this time. But also it was like took way too long to install. It was like a 10 megabyte update, and basically it disallowed people who have backups of like any recent game to stop working.
But like it would seem like the people who have hacked their Xboxes shouldn't be playing on live anyways.
Yeah, no.
So meh. Well, do we wanna just shoot the
shit? We got emails.
Wait for Alex or...
Oh, we have emails. Oh wow.
Well, yeah, we have two emails.
We have an email.
I thought we had two.
No, we have one.
No, we have two.
No, we don't.
We got one from Juju Bag and then one from Emily Liu.
Wait, where's Emily Liu?
Up at the top.
Did you change the forwarding address?
No. Did you?
No, obviously not.
All right, well, read the one from Juju Bag.
Okay, title, Life, from Juju Bag. This is jujubag@gmail.com. Hi, how it going? Do you guy like Canada? I like it. What your ideas on Minecraft? And Nick is the coolest, and Matt is okay.
Let's start from the beginning. How do you guy like Canada? We know that he like it, but do us like it?
It's okay.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with it.
Canada, I do have a problem with Canada.
Why?
They have an electronic like thing on their liquor bottles where bartenders can't just free pour anything, so they can't over pour.
So it like stops.
It stops the bottle, like the pouring, so it gives you the exact amount of liquor for any drink.
Technology.
And I am not a fan of that. I believe that if a bartender wants to give me a free drink or mess up a little bit because they're absolutely wasted, they should be given that chance.
Well, at least you can't get less than you need, right?
Yes, and you can't either get. You can also get more. So.
Yeah.
Also. But aside from that, their strip clubs are amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah, they...
sounds good,
yeah,
actually.
It's good times up there. And free healthcare is always a plus. Although you have to wait 10 years for whatever you need, but so...
All right, well, what your ideas on Minecraft?
I have a lot of big ideas for Minecraft. Maybe more square things.
Mm-hmm.
More Final Fantasy things, or
yeah, like more Square Enix games made in Minecraft.
I just
don't get tired of all those Minecraft videos posted all over the internet.
There are a lot of them.
I saw one
the other day where a guy had made up like a volley of fire arrows that shoot.
Yeah, like, I don't care at all. I watched that too. And I don't know why I watched it.
Because it's fascinating.
I haven't watched any of that. I've actually been hidden from the Minecraft craze.
Okay. All right. Well, next line. And Nick is the coolest, and Matt is okay.
I don't know.
I don't think he was talking about you, Matt, because it sounds to me like he's talking about like a mat, like a rug.
It is only with one
that you would put on a floor.
Oh, man.
M-A-T.
Yeah, mats are okay. I mean,
he might also be talking about Nickelodeon.
Whoa.
Yeah. We don't know. Juju Bag, why don't you email us
clarify.
Again? Clarify, yeah. What exactly are you talking about? And then Emily Liu writes, title, you won 750,000 pounds in the GNLD promo send. And then she wants our name and address.
Okay. Our name? My name's Matt. That's Adam. And there's Angel. Our address is WTPodcast@gmail.com. I thought you already had that.
Yeah.
She needs it again. She needs a confirmation so that she can send us our 750 pounds.
Oh, Emily, by the way, could you please convert that to dollars? Unless it's pounds of stuff. Like
pounds of gold. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
So or like chocolate or gamer grub. Oh, man.
Gamer grub.
That would last us our entire life, man.
750,000 pounds of gamer grub.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What you're sending, then yeah, send it over.
I don't have enough mana potion to wash that down with.
I haven't drank managed energy drink in a while. I need to get some more.
I remember listening when you did, and you sound like you're about to die.
Yeah.
That was pretty bad.
You're like, I think my heart's like racing.
I'm not sure if I'm having a heart attack or if it's just the caffeine.
It's pretty. It's for gaming, man. The sacrifices we make.
Yeah.
I went into GameStop today and I saw that they had a $130 headset. It's a surround sound headset.
Yeah, those are ridiculous.
I thought that was pretty cool, but that's hella expensive.
That's so stupid. Well, don't say hella.
I mean, my surround sound system costs $200. So to have that for a headset, I mean, it's not that bad, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. Because
you don't have to bother anybody else.
Right.
Because like, my shit's really loud.
Do you have 5.1 or 7.1?
Only 5.1.
Ah, boo.
I don't have a TV that outputs to 7.1.
Your HD 3D TV doesn't do 7.1?
My TV in my room is just a regular LCD TV.
Ah.
My TV in my living room is ridiculous.
Yeah, he'd kill himself if he had to watch everything in soap opera mode.
Okay. Actually, I wouldn't mind playing video games in soap opera mode.
Have you tried that?
I tried to. My mother slapped me in the face.
Aw.
She was like, what are you doing? I was like, definitely going to pwn some noobs on this LED TV. She was like, get the fuck out of here. Thanks, Mom.
So, no Gran Turismo in 3D?
No. I wanted to play Black Ops in 3D, but that would require me to purchase.
Does it do 3D?
I think for the PS3 it does.
Huh. Cool.
Okay. Well, guys, I think that's it. I think. Yeah. I think
sorry, Alex.
Any more to podcast?
You're sexing for far too long.
Yeah.
So, if you want to contact us, Adam's going to tell you how.
Yeah, you can go to our board, tinyurl.com/workingtitle or ztpsocialboard.proboards.com. It takes you to our forum, same place, different addresses. Go there, sign up for the tournament that we're doing, because I think so far we have 6 people, which is not enough people, so we need more. Email us, wtpodcast@gmail.com. Go to our Twitter, ZeldaWTPodcast. Facebook page is Zelda Working Title Podcast. And as always, give us a billion stars on iTunes because we deserve it and we're awesome. And we love you.
No, we don't. But we do.
But for reals, we do. So hopefully we'll get another one up in a few days and we'll talk about some more stuff. So see you guys later. Thanks, Matt and Angel.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye, guys.
Laters.
Bye.